Impartial analysis of Measure K. Alan J. Smith, City Attorney. This measure would amend Watsonville's Utility Users Tax, UUT, Ordinance to 1. Modernize the telecommunications part of the UUT, 2. Reduce tax rate on telecommunications from 6% to 5.5%, and 3. Exempt seniors, low-income persons and the disabled from the energy portion of the tax. Watsonville voters first approved the UUT in 1989. It has been amended from time to time since 1989. It was last amended in 2001. The UUT is a general tax, meaning that all tax revenue is deposited in the city's general fund and is available to pay for the costs of all city operations and programs, including police and fire protection, parks and recreation programs, economic and employment development, and other essential city services. This ballot measure therefore proposes a general purpose tax rather than a special purpose tax and requires a simple majority vote for adoption. This measure would make three changes to the UUT. First, the measure would modernize the telecommunication part of the UUT to reflect changes in federal law, account for technological advances and changes, and treat all technologies equally. In recent years, many cities have modernized the telecommunications part of their UUT ordinances to respond to changes in federal law and to reflect the shift from landline telephones to digital communication technologies such as wireless and voice over internet protocol, VOIP. Federal law does not permit cities to tax internet access, and this measure does not change this. Most wireless carriers already include the telecommunications tax on users' bills. Second, the measure would reduce the telecommunications tax rate from 6% to 5.5% for all users. Third, this measure would exempt three categories of low-income energy customers: 1. Those qualified under the California Alternate Rates for Energy Care Program; 2. Seniors over 65 years of age who are head of household; and 3. Persons who meet the disability standards for the Social Security Administration Supplemental Income Program for the aged, blind and disabled, Title XVI of the Social Security Act, as amended. A yes vote will modernize the telecommunications language, reduce the telecommunications tax rate from 6% to 5.5%, and exempt seniors, low-income persons and the disabled from the energy portion of the UUT. A no vote will leave the UUT unchanged. The above statement is an impartial analysis of the proposed utility users tax ordinance.